while they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Welcome to a New York Catholic Conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined, as always, by my good friend, my pal from Rockville Center, Frank Alasia. Hey, Frank, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Deacon. How's everything?
Everything is fine. We're in a supposedly joyful season, but I notice many of our friends and all of us are accompanied by this pandemic. And what it brings is frustration, a little disorientation. Can't do the things we want the way we want them this season. But you're not affected by this, I know, because you are a glass half full, an optimistic person. So how are you dealing with all this, and what's your approach to Christmas this year?
Yeah, don't feel so bad, Deacon. Things are getting better. I mean, the vaccine's here, and yeah. we're on the back end, and this is a joyful season. You know, my father used to say to us as kids, you know, it's a great day, Christmas Day, but I want you to carry it on for the rest of the year. Every day is Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, every day you open your eyes, you thank God. But Fulton Sheen kind of summed it up when he said that every person ever born came to live. Jesus came to die. Mm-hmm. And why? So that we may have eternal life. You know, he came to heal our broken hearts. He came to free us from all our ills. You have no fear. Our Savior is here. That's the meaning of Christmas. And we always have to keep that in front of us.
Yeah. And when I'm thinking about when he came, and that night, that silent night, I've been reflecting on the Holy Family. You know, they had to travel to Bethlehem, which was an unfamiliar place to her, and he had to do it because of the census. They traveled a distance. They had been anticipating this birth. She's ready to give birth. And when they arrive, there is no room for them in the inn. And that seems to have had an effect on me. How did she feel about that? Ready to give birth, and how did he feel about it, Joseph, having taken this responsibility on for this great moment in salvation history? He knows it. This King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the one who is to come and save us from our sins, has no place to be born. So they wander out to the cave or the stable, and you know, it's damp and it's cold, and the animals don't smell great. But of course, with God's grace and good protection and goodwill, the birth happens. And it's all there. But I'm just thinking about the fact that I think at Christmas, we have to make room for him to be born in our yes. hearts, in our minds, in our souls. And if we're willing to do that prayerfully, to receive him gratefully and to listen to him and to follow him, then we ourselves, the followers of Christ, can bring joy to the world. I mean, how would you talk about joy this season?
Yeah, that's a lot of the spirit of Christmas is joy. And joy is not something that's determined by our state of mind or the situation that we're in. It's much deeper than that. It goes much deeper than, you know, happiness or unhappiness, because happiness and unhappiness, I mean, it's like the stock market, you know, they're up and down. You're happy one day, you're not happy the next. It's not something that we feel. Joy is something we do. It's something to be chosen. You know, God gives us the choice and calls us to it. You know, what you want to be okay or not okay. You know, I know it's hard to, it's a little bit hard to define, but I know joy when I see it. I can tell you that. I know joyful people. I know a person with a joyful disposition. I know somebody who has, I can tell when somebody has Jesus and joy in their heart and in their life.
No doubt, but, you know, it's not for everybody. It's a joyful season for most, but for many people, as we know, and our families, our friends, are facing things like separation or divorce or addiction to alcohol or drugs or anxiety or depression, old age, illness, all of it. Many people have to go through the holiday season with far less than perfect lives. And I think for them, for all of us, we have to sort of remember to align ourselves with him who knew isolation and rejection and abandonment, and to pray for him, because he did all these things for us. He came, he said, to give us life. And in that thought and in that reflection, I think that's where we can find true joy. Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, those people, 95% of the people, Christmas is a joyous time. But we can't forget those people who have real issues. You know, people who are sick or loved ones are sick. But Jesus matches love for love, joy for joy, and sometimes pain for pain, right? The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. We're good at the giving parts, the taking away part. That's not so good, right? But like I said, I'm not. I can speak on suffering. You can speak on pain. But let's face it, I mean, I'm not the greatest sufferer in the world. My wife will tell you that.
Yeah.
But if you're going through something, try to keep everything in perspective. Thank Jesus and pray to the infant Jesus that he comes to your assistance.
Because that night, the moment came when he took on our human nature and entered the world through the body of a woman in the form of a man so that we all could be saved.
Right? Yeah, Jesus, right. Jesus throughout his life repeats the doctrine of his Father, right? Mercy, love, compassion. You know, the Word himself becomes visible so that we can follow his example. His way will lead us to eternal life.
Well, I tell you what, my heart goes out to all of those people that we know, Frank, who are in those conditions that we discuss. Anybody that's lonely or anxious or feeling bad, our prayers, our thoughts are with you. I have a solution for our Bible study friends. Get a copy of the Bible. Read Luke chapters 1 and 2 a couple of times to really get into the whole Christmas story according to Luke. And listen, folks, don't let, despite all of this anxiety in the air, don't let anyone or anything harm your Christmas spirit, your Christmas joy, as you experience it this Christmas.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Frank, don't forget to like us on your podcast platform, or don't forget to follow us and send us an email at anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. That's anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. And Frank, my friend and good buddy, Merry Christmas to you and your family today and every day.
Yes, you too, Deacon. God bless and take care.